This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. You can email me your love, your hate, your death threats. All those can be emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Talk about California lawmakers changing their minds on travel and that whole Confederacy thing. Remember when they were just going to attack that? And so much more is still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Let's get to a couple emails first. Jesse, my daughter came home from school on 9/11, and when I asked, she said not one of her teachers made any mention of the events of September 11, 2001. She's 11 and in her first year of middle school. I feel like she's old enough that the event is important enough to cover in school. Is this part of the communist playbook, or am I overthinking it? We live in once red northern Nevada, but our area has been overrun by Californians, so my guard is up with my kids' education. I love your show. Are you overthinking it? Is that a... Well, look, that's something that should be talked about in school. Big national events and their anniversaries are things that should be discussed in school. Should be discussed definitely when your kid is 11 years old. Both my sons had extensive talks about it. What happened? Why it happened? All these other things. I don't want to say you're reading too much into it. Maybe you're not. Maybe you are. But that is definitely something you should reach out to the school about. You should reach out to the school about that. That is a disgrace. Hey, Kojak, I listened to your show the other day and debate on the growing trend for American men going overseas. All regular things apply, but one thing you mentioned was values. Our American education system and university system is largely to blame. I'm mid-50s and married to a dime, but I've been watching this separation between the radicalized women, liberal white women, he says, for quite a while. The separation of values is growing and will continue to grow and affect everything from fertility to birth rates to divorces and drive more men overseas to avoid the out of control, out of touch, and unapproachable American women. And I got a bunch of emails like this. One guy wrote in and said, Jesse, you didn't go near deep enough when it came to this. In case you're just catching up, I just did a brief story the other day that apparently really caught your ear about how there's a new industry, for lack of a better way to put it. You remember mail order brides? Well, this is the passport bros industry where American dudes are going overseas to find a wife. They're not going over there to score a date, a cheap night. They're looking for wives in other countries. And we were kind of going over a bunch of the reasons why. Let me just say a couple things on this. One, this is a product of our country, of our society, getting completely upside down and backwards. And this is going to be a broader thing, but this will all come back to this society we have now when it comes to men and women. You see, as a nation, we value everything that's bad now. We don't value things that are good. And I'm not talking about you personally. This doesn't apply to individuals. I'm talking about the system itself. What is valued by the media, by the education system, by politicians, by what is valued out there? Well, we've had this relentless push for years in this society, the destruction of the nuclear family and how the nuclear family is made up. What's the traditional thinking for a nuclear family and how that nuclear family is made up? The traditional thinking is you have the husband, you have the man. He is the head of the home. He is the chief breadwinner in the home. You have the wife. She is the caretaker of the home. She is the one who mostly cares for the children. obviously make sure the home is the parents in the family unit, the children in the family unit. Children are what? We're talking about traditional, not talking about your home or anything. Well, how it's supposed to. We're talking about traditionally in this country. Traditionally, children are what? Seen, not heard. How many times have you heard that before? I've heard it a bunch from my parents and my upbringing. Go over there and shut your mouth. That's what, Dad, what are we supposed to do? You're supposed to sit there and shut up. That's what you're supposed to do. You're a child. Be quiet. Open your eyes and ears and listen. That's what children are supposed to be obedient. They're supposed to be taught manners from their parents who care enough about them to invest time in teaching them these things. This is the general nuclear home. If you were to describe the American home in the 1950s, most people would describe what I just described. Okay, well, what's that based off of? Where do we get that? Okay, here's a better question for it. Why does that nuclear home that I just described, why does it look very, very similar to how not all, but most homes historically in every society, most of the time, homes are built exactly like that? Or something that looks very similar. Why? Well, that's how it's supposed to work. That's how God made us. God made us to have certain strengths and weaknesses. All of us, men, women, all of us. Strengths, weaknesses, filling in each other's blanks, working together. That's how we're created. We're created that way. Now, when you get into a country like ours that has waged war on the home, they've waged war on tradition, communists. They've waged war on the biblical view of how a home should be, on all these things. Once you get into a society like that and you've had that war waged on you for so long, what you have now is you have everything flipped upside down. And this is what's crazy. The men think the women suck and the women think the men suck. I'm on the outside looking in because I'm not at all on the dating scene. And what I see is simply this. The women have simply been lied to for decades about what they should be and what they should prioritize. And vice versa, so have the men. And now that you've pushed these false ideas on people that don't fit into reality on them for so long, now you have a society full of people who don't quite fit in the boxes they're supposed to fit in. So what am I saying? Well, if you're a dude right now, let's say I'm a 25-year-old dude, I'm single in America, and I don't want to get married tomorrow, but I would if I met the right one. I want to find a dime, a good woman, looks good, great values, woman who wants to support me, and I'm going to love her, and that's what I want. And she's, if I want that, and I'm having a very difficult time finding that, well, that's because oftentimes all the women I can find left, right, and center, they've been told in this society that they are just, you can do anything a man can do, and you get your career done first, girl, and then you worry about it. And it's over and over and over and over again. So you've got a society of women who've been conditioned by this society to be something other than what the men are actually looking for, and vice versa. These women, and you hear from these women, and I feel so bad for these single men and single women who want something, and they can't seem to find it. And you talk to these women, and the ones who email in, and I know ones in my personal life, you talk to them, and they just talk about the absolute trash out there for men on the dating scene. These women, they want a man who's going to go out and open a door for them and pick up a check. And they want a man who's not going to have his face buried in his phone. They don't want a guy in skinny jeans. They don't want a guy who's got less testosterone than she does. You know what they don't want? You know what else they don't want, fellas? I don't even care if they tell you this is what they want. They're freaking lying to you. They don't want a man they can push around all over the place. Treat like crap. Yes, ma'am. I'll do whatever you want. I'm just a poor, stupid guy. Hi, honey. Tell me how to talk. Do I have permission to talk now?
With that, I'll turn it over to Joe.
You did good things, Joe.
Ha ha ha, it's so funny and cute. Look how stupid and helpless he is. Good thing his woman's there. Ha ha ha. I don't find it funny, and neither do men, and neither do women. I find it disgusting and disgraceful. But because we as a society have cheated men and women so badly, now that is what has brought us to a place where men can't find what they want. and women can't find what they want. And what's really terrible about it, I really hate this, and there's nothing wrong with marrying a woman from overseas. As I said, I married a half Canadian. Nothing, not a thing in the world wrong with that, but man, that sucks that American women have to go overseas to find a decent man. And that sucks that American men have to go overseas to find a decent woman. And I'll be honest, one last thing, then we're going to move off this because I want to get to this Confederacy stuff and all the LGBTQ stuff. And one last thing. One last thing I want to get to is don't convince yourself this is only a problem on the left. I see this on the right all over the place. If you're on the right, you're not insulated from the lies of a society, whether you're a man or a woman. Shoot, I see it. You know where I personally see it all the time? I see it in the conservative pundit area, radio, TV, writing, with all the dimes that are out there and that. I see it all over the place. You have all these tens, you know, all these girls you see on TV and radio, and many very, very talented, very smart, and just knockouts, just tens. And then they start complaining when they hit 30, 35. Haven't found anybody yet. Well, what were you looking for? Are you what they're looking for? There's uncomfortable conversations, right? Because everyone's life is different, but conversations we should have. And do keep that in mind. Everyone's life is different. Maybe if you're single, maybe you're supposed to be. Everyone's not supposed to be married. You know that, right? Maybe you're supposed to have a different life than other people. Everyone doesn't have to live the exact same life. All right, we have other things like that. Remember when it was just about the Confederate flag? Remember that? And the Confederate generals? That was an interesting time. Before we get to that, let's talk about something terrific. Magical, even. Towels. Incredible towels. Now, maybe you rolled your eyes when I said towels were magical, and I understand that. I understand that. You're not a bad person. You're just naive. Because you've dried off with normal towels your whole life, so you don't think there's anything special about towels, but you've never had an all-USA cotton six-piece towel set from MyPillow. You see, the kind of towel set where you get out of the shower and you grab the towel and you throw it on your face and you just kind of leave it there and just enjoy the comfort for a minute while it soaks up all the water on your face. Did you hear that? I even actually did it with my hands, imagining my MyPillow towels, and they're half off. They're normally $79.98. Right now, they're $39.99. You have to go to MyPillow.com, though, and they have a big radio listener special square. You need to click on it. Click on that and use the promo code Jesse. Six-piece towel set, $39.99. Go get a couple sets right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Yeah, we got another email. I could not believe how many emails we got over that whole Passport Bros when this guy said, "Dear Chrome Dome Shogun, the Passport Bros thing is far more than just unrealistic standards. Women in the West want a man to hold all of his traditional values, protector, provider, leader, while not adhering to any of theirs. Even women on the right are more masculine than ever, have been indoctrinated by feminism, even if they claim they aren't, and have a plethora of partners, want to spend their youth partying or chasing a career, and then expect Prince Charming to be waiting at the end for them. Many men in the West would rather go overseas where the women are still feminine and still want a traditional relationship. The guy says, I don't want a partner, I want a wife. Says I can say his name. His name is Jacob. Look, I don't fault any of you men, you women who email in. I don't fault you for your honesty. I just want to, and I'm not even telling you to feel differently. I'm not. And look, I'm out of this game. So this is your game, not my game. I'm out of this game. All I'm going to say is our society has very much cheated men and built them a way they're not supposed to be. And they cheated women. They've built them a way they're not supposed to be. But what you can't change is natural instinct. Even if your society is all screwed up and backwards and upside down and you're prioritizing all the wrong things, in the end, you're a woman, man, you still want a man who's going to protect you, provide for you, be an excellent leader. If you're a man, you still want a loving woman who's going to support you, care for your children. You can't, doesn't matter what your society does, you can't get those things out of people. But we prioritize everything else, and then we wonder, why are we all so lonely? All right, let's get to a couple things. Speaking of the government, remember the government and the eunuchs doing all the things that people didn't want? People hated them? Anyway, here's Chuck Schumer.
The American people don't want a shutdown. It would undo so much of our progress to lower costs, create millions and millions of jobs, and help our economy recover from the pandemic. So I once again implore House Republican leadership to reject all-or-nothing tactics, reject unrealistic expectations, and refuse to cave to the extremist demands we're hearing from 30 or so members way out on the fringe. There's only one way we'll avoid costly government shutdown, bipartisanship. It's simple as that. We've seen bipartisan work in the Senate, and now the House must follow suit.
Yes, every time we've seen bipartisan work, it's always involved you getting screwed and them getting everything they want. And when they get this bipartisan funding bill through, it will be more of the same. You getting screwed, them getting everything they want. But it is funny when they think like this, when they talk like this. The American people don't want a shutdown. We can't shut it down. How many weenie loser low-T GOPers have you seen on TV over the past week or so talking like that? Man, we can't shut it down. We can't afford to have a shutdown. Well, then go talk to any normal person. Normie Norm. Norma. Ask them if they really genuinely give a crap if government shuts down, if the federal government shuts down. And of course, you'll find out they don't. But the eunuchs only live to serve themselves. Now, I have another clip I'm going to play here. I was going to play it earlier, but this is Matt Gaetz. I talked to many friends I have in Congress. They're all on the far right. I know you're going to find that shocking. On their thoughts on Kevin McCarthy and the job he's done. Some thoughts are actually fairly positive. Some are kind of middle of the road. Some are extremely negative. And to be frank, I have to rely on people who are there. Most of the people I trust the most have very negative things to say about McCarthy. Matt Gaetz decided to take the whole thing to the House floor. This is a little long, but pretty damning.
Speaker McCarthy endorsed an impeachment inquiry. This is a baby step following weeks of pressure from House conservatives to do more. We must move faster. Now, I will concede that the votes I have called for will likely fail. Term limits, balanced budgets, maybe even impeachment. I am prepared for that eventuality because at least if we take votes, the American people get to see who's fighting for them and who's willing to tolerate more corruption and business as usual. Mr. Speaker, dust off our written January agreement. You have a copy. Reflect on the spirit of that agreement and build on the start that we had moments ago. Begin to comply. No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust. Votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves. Do these things or face a motion to vacate the chair.
That is quite a thing to say on the House floor. McCarthy, many are wondering, many are whispering to me, if this whole thing isn't just a bone thrown to people like Gaetz to shut him up.
That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. That's exactly what we want to know.
We shall see. Now, let's talk about something serious for a minute, and we'll get into this Confederacy stuff. We don't like to think about all the crime that's around us. No one likes to dwell on things like that, right? We don't like to think about how many kids in your area are being trafficked, but they are. No, not me, Jesse. I live in a good neighborhood. No, you don't understand. This human trafficking that's being done to American kids, the average age is 14. It's every race. It's every economic background. It's every religion. It's every area. It's every everything. These kids get online and these predators are just waiting there for them. Soon, kid finds himself blackmailed into sending things, into doing things. God forbid, but it's happening a lot. The kids end up meeting them and then it really gets bad. So who's rescuing all these kids? The Acervo Project is rescuing these kids. And they're making sure the people doing it are going to prison. So when you support the Acervo Project, you're rescuing kids and sending the vile scum into dark holes where they belong. That's what you're doing.
That's what your $14 a month at the Acervo project goes to. That's what they ask for, because the average age is 14. ASSERVO, theacervoproject.org. $14 a month. Go now.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of a society that is all upside down with its values, just completely soulless and broken, I saw this little clip from Jen Psaki. You know Jen Psaki because she's part of the system. She has her system membership card, and it's up to date. She was a good liar for Joe Biden. She was a lot better than Corinne Diversity Hire. She was a very good liar for Joe Biden. And of course, parlayed that into a high paying cable news gig. She's the host of a cable news show. I'm not the world's expert on it. I know a bit about what those people make. Psaki's probably making for that show on cable news, $2 million. $5 million, somewhere in there, a year. Yeah, doing well. Yeah, like it's a good life. And someone sent me this clip today, and just, man alive, how soulless and demonic these people are. I hope that money spends well.
Because they are seeking a rebrand. Pro-life now becomes, in the words of Indiana Senator Todd Young, pro-baby. Pro-baby. Okay, I hate to break it to you, but if you call broccoli candy, it's still just broccoli. If you tie a really nice bow around a lump of coal, it is still coal under there.
That's a baby. Have you ever seen or heard an ultrasound? Man, I've got two boys. We ended up losing one, so I've had this experience three times. That's not something you forget. That is a living baby growing in its mother's womb. And people tell me to drop this issue, that it doesn't help us win elections. Brother, if the entire world, every human being on the planet spoke like this, it still wouldn't change my mind.
Because they are seeking a rebrand. Pro-life now becomes, in the words of Indiana Senator Todd Young, pro-baby. Pro-baby. Okay. I hate to break it to you, but if you call broccoli candy, it's still just broccoli. If you tie a really nice bow around a lump of coal, it is still coal under there.
There's something missing in these people, man. All right. Seven states. Oh, this is so beautiful. This is from the Washington Post. Seven state flags still have designs with ties to the Confederacy. And this is my favorite. This is my favorite part of it. The article, it's the second paragraph down. It was a moment of reckoning for the lost cause mythology about the Civil War that dominated much of the 20th century. But for visual artist Jason Patterson, the work was not done. Patterson, a 38-year-old black man whose art focuses on African-American history, is a self-professed flag nerd, and his obsession with flags has taught him something few Americans realize. A number of state flags still commemorate, in ways both obvious and oblique, the bloody attempt to create a permanent slave society. Okay, well, first of all, let's be clear about this. Jason Patterson, whoever this visual artist is, he's not an artist. He's not an African-American history-focused guy. He's a communist, okay? He's a committed communist. I realize that that's the wing of America's Communist Party that he's chosen to occupy. All he is a committed communist. And as a committed communist, he understands that his wing, remember, every wing has its own job. Every wing has, yes, they work together, but every wing has its own job. The old LGBTQ.
Why are you gay?
They're there to destroy your marriage, the American family, and your church. The climate change nutters are there to destroy the economy and everything else. The whole civil rights, you know, Black Lives Matter, they are there to destroy your history. That is the purpose of that wing of America's communists. They're all just communists. They're all on the same team. They aren't different groups. It's just when you walk into McDonald's, you can have a climate change Big Mac or you can have a Black Lives Matter filet of fish. You can have your choice, right? They're all McDonald's. It's all just communism in the end. Jason Patterson, this guy, and the people who wrote this article, they don't care about the Confederacy. They may even think they do, but they really don't. All they care about is destruction. So what exactly do they want to destroy? Well, everything. Everything that ties you to your home. Why do you think we have a society that is so demoralized now that they routinely fall for the lies this government tells? Part of that reason is we have unmoored people. We have untied people to America. They don't have any love of it because our cultural institutions, every single one of them, from the media to the government to professional sports to Hollywood to all of them, they are all dedicated to telling every American all the time, you're racist, you're racist, you're racist, you're racist, you're racist, your country's racist, your country's racist, your country's slavery, your country's racist, your country's racist, over and over and over and over and over again. And the reason they tell you that is they want to turn your country into a place you're unwilling to defend. And as soon as you're unwilling to defend it, which many of Americans, most of Americans are already at that place, unwilling to defend their history, even the ugly parts of it, then you've given the communists the keys to the car. Now he can go tear your history down, burn it all down, rip it all up in front of you, and claim he's the good guy while he does it. And once he tears apart your history, then he creates for you a new future. Just the same way Mao tore down the Buddhist temples, and the same way Lenin renamed the streets to all Lenin Street and built statues to himself. This is what communists do. They take your history and they destroy it, and they claim they're the good guys while they're doing it. And demoralized societies allow it to happen. The American right not only allowed this to happen, asked for it. Do you know who the first person was to really, really bend the knee to the whole Confederacy thing? The first person was. This is part of what, actually, it's the main reason I despise her to this day. Nikki Haley. A lot of people forgot about this story. The Confederate flag, the stars and bars, it was part of South Carolina's state flag. And you can feel one way or another about that. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But then Dylann Roof, this racist piece of crap, goes and kills a bunch of black people in a prayer group, uniquely evil. He goes and sits in this prayer group, and of course they welcome him in, and then this piece of trash just kills them all. And of course he turns out to be a racist who hates black people. Not encouraged. He's on death row, I believe. I think he's on death row. Arrested, convicted, on death row. They go combing through his Facebook page, if I remember right, and they found an old picture of Dylann Roof with a Confederate flag. From there, the communists declared war on Nikki Haley and the South Carolina state flag. And the war got so intense that Nikki Haley bent the knee and said, you know what? You are right. Flag's coming down. Now, the reason the right fails is because the right can't justify its stances in situations like that. Maybe you're sitting there right now doing the same thing. Maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, good, I don't like that Confederate flag being part of anything. Hold on a second. Hold on. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about Confederate flag or not Confederate flag. I don't care if you have one in the bed of your pickup truck or whether you burn one in your yard every night. That doesn't matter to me. I don't care. We're talking about showing the communists that you will bow to their rage and showing them there are monuments you're unwilling to defend. There are flags you're unwilling to defend. There are military base names you're unwilling to defend. And it's not only the communists burning these things down. Time after time after time, elected Republicans with no balls will run to the media and try to do the, look at how not racist I am. They'll do that routine that makes me want to vomit, and they'll bow before the communists. And now, did you know California is one of these flags they're coming for? Oh, they're coming for all of them. All of them. Because the communist doesn't care about the Confederacy. He doesn't care about slavery. He sure as heck doesn't care about black people or white people or brown people or any other people. The communist cares about destroying everything. But because we have a bunch of eunuchs on our side who can't describe that, we are constantly bending the knee to them. All right, we still have so much more to get to, and not a ton of time to get to it. I will admit, not a ton of time. Before we get there, let's get to this. Let's talk about you making preparations for a future that may be a bit rocky. What kind of a future? Oh, they have plans for you.
I think the problem that we've had is that people decided that they didn't really want to work so much anymore through COVID, and that has had a massive issue on productivity. You know, tradies have definitely pulled back on productivity. You know, they have been paid a lot to do not too much in the last few years, and we need to see that change. We need to see unemployment rise. Unemployment has to jump 40-50% in my view. We need to see pain in the economy. We need to remind people that they work for the employer, not the other.
Here's a reminder to you that the elites are actively trying to burn down everything you love, so please get an emergency 3-month food kit once they're finally successful, you don't have to eat your own foot. My Patriot Supply has emergency food kits prepped, ready to go. I don't even want you to take my word for it. Go look at all their reviews online. These are the highest quality. 2,000 calories a day, non-perishable food. Everyone who lives in your home needs an emergency 3-month food kit. That's a basic, basic preparation for what's happening out there right now. Right now, they're $200 off. Might want to take advantage of that. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com gets you a 3-month food kit, $200 off. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Go now.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember to email me. We love your emails. We read them all. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. They all go right to Jewish producer Chris. He sends most of them. He prints most of them for me. It's not all anymore. I used to be able to, isn't that wild, Chris? I used to be able to say all. That was cool when it was all. But then it got to be a little bit too much. So some of them got screened. And I get your emails when you say, I'm sure you won't see this. You don't understand. I read almost all of them. Unless you're a nutball who writes like 5 pages worth. Or you just, actually, he even prints me out all the ones where you just tell me to go F myself the whole time. Those are fun. I've always enjoyed those. I think they add a real something to the show.
Buenas tardes.
Now, we're going to get to a couple emails before we get to headlines I didn't get to. And there are so many headlines I didn't get to. We didn't even get to all this you're poorer stuff. The consumer price index stuff, wages down over 2%. Prices up on everything over 18%. Don't worry, though. Your buying power is better than ever.
The buying power of your paycheck is going up, and that's the kind of breathing room we're looking for here.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. That was Biden's economic advisor, Jared Bernstein. I think I'm going to assume you people are going to keep destroying the economy, so I'm going to invest in real estate because I'm not going to bank on the Biden regime protecting any investments I have. So I'm going to get a hold of Done For You Real Estate, and what they're going to do for me, they're going to find me the best properties in the top markets in the country. They're going to vet them for me. They'll get the financing. They'll get the insurance. They handle the closing because that's always a pain. They handle the rental process. What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to collect the money. That's what I'm going to do. And this is something normal people can do. This isn't for millionaires. This is for you. School teachers do this. Done For You Real Estate might just build for you a real estate portfolio that has you retiring one day, has you passing it down onto your children. Imagine passing that legacy onto your children. Go invest in real estate, things you can touch and feel, okay? DoneForYouJesse.com. DoneForYouJesse.com. All right? Now, before I get into headlines I didn't get to, I'm sorry, I can't let this one go. I can't let it go. This is a headline from the BBC. Libya turmoil has made the Derna flooding even more deadly. And this is just the guts on these people. Once one of Africa's most prosperous countries, years of lawlessness have left it a fragile, divided state. Huh. So when was Libya one of Africa's most prosperous countries. Now, I'm not a world expert. Somebody, man, I'm just off the top of my head. Oh, yeah. Under murderous dictator Gaddafi. I understand Gaddafi's not exactly somebody you want to take home to mom, but Libya was one of Africa's most prosperous countries and a very stable, especially for that region, very stable area then. Well, okay, it's not stable anymore. Well, that doesn't make any sense. You just said they were stable. What happened to Gaddafi? Oh, he was sodomized to death with a knife. Huh. Well, who made that happen? Hold on, let me look here through my little history pages. Oh, we did. American foreign policy. This, the insanity of our foreign policy and this desire to constantly remove these horrible dictators just because they happen to be bad guys or tyrants. Bad guys and tyrants are necessary too in some places in this world, as sad and horrible as that may be.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Kim Jong-un arrives in Russia for arms talk with Putin. It's really not a great thing that the world's nuclear powers all seem to be gathering on the same side. China, Russia, North Korea. Remember, India is part of that whole BRICS thing, even though they're not really part of this whole thing. All the nuclear powers in the world seem to be gathering on the same side, and it's the opposite side of us, and that's not good. Bidenomics. U.S. incomes fall for the third straight year. I'm not even going to say, you know what? I'm not even going to say everything that I talked to Peter Schiff about today. Just know that he anticipates some very, very, very rocky economic times. He doesn't really see a way out of it without running into a brick wall, for lack of a better way to put it. You remember that guy on the radio who's been telling you about that depression that's probably coming? Yeah, anyway. Five officers involved in Tyree Nichols' killing are indicted by a federal jury. What you can't seem to find in this article from the Huffington Post is those five officers, those Memphis police officers, you know how they were caught on camera beating this guy to death? It was just blatant murder. Just beat some guy to death. You can't seem to find anything in this article. I know I've read it a couple times about the fact that these officers were all diversity hires who were hired after the Black Lives Matter protests said there were too many whiteys on the Memphis PD. So you lowered your standards, and when you lower the standards, you end up with, well, five officers indicted for beating somebody to death. California lawmakers vote to end travel ban to states with anti-LGBTQ laws. One of the funnier stories out there, these communists in California, they banned state travel, official straight state travel, to any state that bans, you know, hey, no more trannies in women's sports, basic stuff like that. Only these state employees, they love all these free goody trips they get to. All these state employees in states like California, they're always on some state trip to Nashville or something. We got a big weekend conference. Oh, what's that? You're putting us up at the Marriott? Oh, good. You're taking us all out for steaks. This is how they all live, all the little Bennies. Well, it turned out it ended up with something like 26 states where they couldn't travel anymore, and they got annoyed with it, so they're just kind of doing away with the whole thing. Hey, you know what? Never mind. I miss Nashville. Homeland Security awards $20 million to police, mental health networks, universities, churches, and school districts to help identify Americans as potential extremists. Frightening things going on in your federal government. Remember, all the things they did to hunt down all those radical Islamic terrorists after 9/11, they are currently doing those things to hunt down you. Members of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a drag nun group honored by the LA Dodgers, a member was arrested for public masturbation. Man, if you can't trust a 53-year-old man who dresses up like a provocative nun and twerks on other men on a cross, who can you trust? Ex-FBI agent Timothy Tebalt, accused of Hunter Biden political bias, meets with Congress. Accused of Hunter Biden political bias? Yeah, this is one of those guys who should be in prison the rest of his life. You should also be in prison the rest of your life. I'm not kidding. You just send me an email instead. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll be back to do it tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.